Governor Phil Scott yesterday agreed to call Vermont lawmakers back to Montpelier for a special session next week so they can pass a bill that would give local towns the authority to issue a local mask mandate. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld covers the administration's now weekly press conferences. And before that press conference started today, he provided some context on what that announcement means to Vermont Edition co-host Michaela LaFrac.
But Phil Scott made it clear to lawmakers he is only going to allow that bill to become law if they follow some pretty strict ground rules that he's laid down. And those ground rules are, first, local mandates have to be limited to indoor public spaces, and those ordinances cannot have authority over masking policies in local schools. Phil Scott says that authority needs to remain with school boards. Second, the governor says the authority for towns and cities to enact these local mask mandates has to expire by April 30th, 2022. He says he doesn't want this to go on forever. And finally, Phil Scott says the bill has to require municipalities to affirmatively re-up their local masking ordinances every 30 days. So those are the rules. Lawmakers aren't terribly pleased with them, but they say it's as good as we can get, so let's take it.
After the briefing, Michaela and Pete dove deeper into the details.
All right, let's start with Vermont's case rates. Where are we in terms of case counts?
From a numbers perspective, in a worse place than we were last week, Vermont has seen its COVID case counts rise to new highs in each of the last 3 weeks. This week, no different. Cases are up 16% since last week, up 64% over the last 2 weeks. The one silver lining in that Commissioner of Financial Regulation Michael Pichak tried to point out was that the rate of increase in cases over the past week was lower than it was in the previous week. So he says, you know, perhaps that's a sign that cases are not growing as quickly as they had been previously. However, the modeling shows no relief in sight. So we can expect cases to remain at least flat as we head into December. Another key metric I saw today, Michaela, was the number of cases in schools has enormous knock-on effects, of course, right, in terms of the number of students who have to quarantine. There were 256 cases in Vermont schools over the past week. That's the highest by far we've seen since the beginning of the pandemic. A lot of complications for school operations there.
Right. And I'm sure these numbers kind of put a chill in people's hearts as we enter into the Thanksgiving and Christmas seasons, where there's typically a lot more travel and a lot more indoor gathering. Now, we got some news you can use from Health Commissioner Dr. Mark Levine around the Thanksgiving holiday. What did he tell us?
Well, there are a few tips Dr. Levine wants folks to consider. Testing being foremost among them. Health Commissioner Mark Levine says if you're planning to gather with people outside of your immediate household for the holiday, you should get a PCR test before that gathering. He said that in order to make sure you get the test results back before Thanksgiving proper, you're going to need to get the test administered no later than Monday. Dr. Levine said even if that PCR test comes back negative, then you can sort of ramp up the COVID safety even more by taking a rapid antigen test immediately before your gathering. Levine also encouraged people to keep gatherings small. He didn't put a number on that, so it's tough to say with precision what he means, but he is saying keep gathering sizes limited, so take from that what you will. And they're also asking people not to travel as much. Commissioner of Financial Regulation Michael Pichak said we didn't see a lot of COVID spikes after Thanksgiving and New Year's holidays last year. He said that was in large part because Vermonters didn't do a lot of traveling. And he says the closer to home we all stay, the less likely we are to see an increase in cases as a result of holiday gatherings.
Right. And then the Department of Health also tweeted on Saturday that because of the high number of cases that the state's experiencing right now, it would only be able to conduct contact tracing for higher risk people. And that means if you test positive, you might not get a call from a contact tracer anymore, which you would have in the past. How significant is this change?
Well, you know, the significance of this change will be a function of the extent to which it impacts the effect of contact tracing on COVID mitigation, right? And I think that that's an unanswered question right now. It does put thousands of Vermonters in the new position of having to become do-it-yourself contact tracing experts. Dr. Levine said there are tools for all of us now at the health department where we can log on to the web. website, find out how we're supposed to talk to people that we're calling because they're a close contact of us who have now tested positive for COVID, that there are guidelines on what we should do as individuals if we've tested positive and what we should encourage our close contacts to do when we call them. So a sign of these Delta times, I suppose, Michaela, that from here on out, if you test positive for COVID, you are going to become a de facto contact tracer.